All right. Something else I want to do is just because I think it's the right thing to do today. It is Memorial Day, where we actually honor our sacred dead that gave their life. You know, Linda wanted to go to the beach for a few days, and so I took her to the beach. But I could stand on the beach at night and look out and see the waves coming. And then there'd be people going when the light come up, thinking about their dead, swimming and all their stuff, playing games. But I thought about all those years ago, what a lonely beach. Guys that were there not playing. Then the walls were looking at. And it's wild because while I was in that hotel, I met a Marine that was there. Well, not there, but later on in conflict. Not in Normandy, but he was still in all those conflicts. And he, I thanked him for his service. You know what he did? I said, man, you need to have your cape. You look like Superman. And he was really, really old. He looked at me and said, he said, the real Superman were the guys in the bush. He said, I saw some Superman. And he said, there's another Superman. There are a bunch of Supermen over there, but also the medics in the chapel running back and forth under fire. He said, all that stuff was just hard to believe. And it's still in him right now. So he kept calling me Padre the whole time he saw me. God worked out. Every time I walked over, I had to walk, and me and him kept hitting each other, running each other. But I said, God bless that man and all of our military. Because you never know what they've seen or what they've done. You say, well, he never went overseas. You don't know what they saw. You have no idea. Nobody knows what these guys see. They can't even tell you all the things they saw. It's classified. So next time you see a veteran, really stop and think. Thank him and her. Thank him for all the sacrifice. I just want to stand up. We got the flag flying. I want to stand up. And we got one over there, too. I want to say the Pledge of Allegiance. You know, I think it's something that honestly, the world is trying to get us to quit saying. And we should never quit saying. I'm going to face back here. But you can face either one you want. One of those three places plus the flag. I'm going to face the real flag. All right, ready? Say it together. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Glory, glory! First, let's pray. Then you can be stand back up. I didn't think about us praying. Stand back up. If you count your calories, if you watch us count calories, it's going crazy right now. All right. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity to be in your house to worship you in spirit and in truth. I ask you right now, Lord, to minister to each and every one of us. God, do what you do best, and then show up and show off. Yes. I ask you right now, Lord, to show us today our part in all of this and what we can do along with what has already happened. In the name of Jesus, we pray. The church said, amen. Look at somebody and tell them the past is behind us, the future is ahead of us. God is with us, and nothing shall be impossible. All right. I just can't get over how good this stuff looks. It just blows me away. And it does. It's God. I love it. All right, let's see here. And today I want to speak to you for a few minutes on when sacrifice speaks. Get your Bibles out. Get your Bibles out. You can remain seated. Get your Bibles out. And turn to John. John 15. For those who don't know, John is in the New Testament. I remember one time in seminary, a theology school, my professor said, David, I need you to get up and read from the book of Matthew. And I said, is that Old Testament or New? And he didn't seem to have the same sense of humor. It says, you're majoring in Bible studies and you don't know where John is? Yes, I know where John is. Matthew Gibbs, yes, I do. All right, John chapter 15. John chapter 15, verse 12 and 13. This is my commandment, Not my suggestion. Not his opinion. This is his commandment. That you love one another as I have loved you. And that word love is very powerful. Remember, I've told you there's four types of love in the New Testament. Those powerful of all give, expecting to receive except one. And that's agape love. Agape gives everything it's got without expecting anything in return. This is it. That you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that he lay down his life for his friend. You're my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Now, our Lord is a very powerful, powerful presence in our lives at all times, whether we realize it or not, whether we see it or not. And so today I want to talk about sacrifices. People here right now, you know exactly what sacrificing. Have you been a caregiver? Have you looked out for any type of people whatsoever? If you've been a parent and you gave without expecting anything in return, I promise you, if you lend anything to your kids, don't expect anything in return. Tools, don't expect them in return. Amen. Remember one time Daniel gave me a power drill for Christmas. He came over the afternoon and said, "Daddy, can I borrow it?" I said, "Sure, Daniel." He said, "I'll bring it right back to you." About 3 months later, I needed it. I couldn't find it. But whatever next door, Daniel had it. Still. I said, "I thought you were going to bring it back." He said, "Well, you never asked me to." Okay. All right. The sacrifice speaks. Get ready. Now, this is going to be different. I'm trying to do these slides a whole lot different than I've been doing. And I got my producer director sitting back there. I'm sitting back there by the spotlight. Alright? Alright. Today is a very powerful day. It's not a light day. It's not a casual day. It's not a day of casual thoughts. I looked out from the motel window and I saw those kids playing on the beach, which was wonderful. I loved hearing it and seeing it. I just loved all that. But then I think back to so many years back when those guys hit those beaches with the Germans firing on them, everything they had. And some guys never even got out of that ship. Well, that land crab never got out. They got shot before they ever got a chance to do anything. Others got a chance to run a few feet, and they're down. And in this world we live in, especially now, they're trying to hide this stuff. Not teaching our kids this stuff. I think they ought to show Saving Private Ryan to every school and make every kid watch it. Every year, every grade, do it again and again and again. And don't show them the full metal jacket. Unless you take out half the vocabulary. All right, ready? Sacrifice has a voice. We gather around today one of the most powerful statements Jesus ever made about love. Not the kind of love that the world talks about. I fooled around and fell in love. Love will keep us together. That's not. No. Not the kind of love that fades when things get hard. Not the fair weather type of love, but the love that would storm a beach and not even know if you're ever going to make it back. The kind of love that would carry a cross up a hill, knowing that you were going to die. The kind of love that looks out for your parents when they're elderly, they can no longer do for themselves, and you just give and give and give and give and give until you can't give anything else and still give. Or you have a child, this special needs child, and you give and give and give and give and give to it. You've got nothing else to give. That's the kind of sacrifice I'm talking about. You see, the kind of love that I'm speaking about speaks through sacrifice. Jesus said, "Love one another as I've loved you. Greater love is this, no one than this, to lay down his life for one's friends." Doesn't mean you're going to die. It means you're going to give everything you got. Sometimes it is death. And sometimes it's just every ounce of energy that you've got. Sometimes it's every ounce of mentality that you've got. But you're willing to lay down everything you got for someone else. This is not a soft love. This is not a sensational love. The Bee Gees never sang about this kind of love. It's a sacrificial love. It's love that has a great big price tag on it. But the deal with this price tag is, attached to the price tag, listen carefully, is a blank check. You have no idea when you get in the middle of something how much it's going to cost you. When we sang today, I can only imagine, all I can think about was Bethany. We sang it every few. I kept thinking about Bethany. I thought about her sitting right there, and I honestly could see her laughing and enjoying God, full of love, full of life. And I just thank God and thank God. I can't imagine, but she has already seen it. So, sacrifice has a voice. Did you know that sacrifice preaches? Didn't know that, did you? It preaches. it testifies. And its sacrifice reveals what true agape love is. Church, sacrifice has a voice. It speaks louder than words. It speaks louder than intentions. I hear all the time what I was going to. How many heard that? I was going to, or I wanted to. When you sit there with a load on your back you can hardly take, wait for somebody to come help you. Well, I was going to do it. I planned to do it. Does that help me when I'm falling under that weight? It speaks louder than feelings. When someone sacrifices, listen carefully, when someone truly sacrifices, love becomes visible in such a powerful way. One that cannot be denied. So today it's not about just the soldiers' sacrifices, and not just about the sacrifice of God, but it's about the sacrifice of the calling of His people, not only the first responders, not only the caretakers, but all of us. All. Just like the military. All gave some gave all. When I stand before God, I've been reading, I sometimes look through the obituaries, I know maybe it's a friend, or maybe I'm getting ready to do a funeral. I look at the obituaries, and I read them, and they were a gardener, and they lived outside, and I want mine to say, he gave everything he had, left it on the field. See, life is sacrifice. And if you want your life to be full, every ball time, my life just isn't full. And I say, try helping somebody. Go to the nursing home if you have to, but go to the nursing home and, and volunteer. You may have to go feed somebody and help them get food in their mouth. You may go to a school, maybe they'll let you volunteer there. In the church. Sacrifice is the power. Number one, church, love language. You know, I forgot to tell one thing. I'm going to stop it right here because I forgot it. I don't want Brandon to be upset. I heard them talk about Brandon when he was little. He was struggling a little bit in school. He went to his teacher and said, yes, Brandon, what is it? Brandon said, I don't want to alarm you, Ms. Davis, but my dad said, if I don't get better grades, someone will be in big trouble. Aha. I just had to throw it in there. I didn't want to believe you. I didn't want Brandon to say, where did it joke go? I had to throw it in there. I sacrificed it. That was a sacrifice. Oh, here we go. So today, now how y'all like any slides? Yeah. I'm not filling them up like I normally do. You got to listen, take some notes. I'm not filling them up. I just put some points up there so we can see them. I want you to see them, not be so crowded that you can't understand what's even up there. So, understand this. Freedom is never free. Those kids on those beach. I bet you those kids and those people on that beach, I bet you they had granddaddies and uncles and great-granddaddies that died on the beach so they could play on that beach. I love that bike we had. Was that, were you driving a Camaro or a Mustang? It was what? Oh, good. I thought it was a Camaro. It's the other to be in a Chevrolet. It's a Ford. I had to say it. Go ahead, Brandon. You see him, y'all look when he drives away, he's got this great big plaque. What's it say? God is King. Great little big plaque. I thought it was awesome, brother. You're not ashamed of the gospel, ain't no doubt about that. Freedom is never free. Sacrifice is always the price of liberty. Even being in this church today, somebody sacrificed to get you into the church. Somebody sacrificed to build this church. Somebody sacrificed to keep the church going. So there's always sacrifice. You know, we honor families and we honor soldiers and their families and loved ones who laid down so we could be here today. Their voices are speaking, but there's other people out in that graveyard out there. Their voices are speaking. I hear my mama speaking in my head all the time. I hear Bethany speaking all the time. So, we honor those who gave all, and now I want to honor everyone in this place. Ready? Here it is again. I love it. And I love it. Where'd it go, sir? There it is. Oh, back it up. Back up. There we go. Right, one more time. There it is. Startled me for a minute. Maybe I'm not only heavy-footed, I'm heavy-handed. My command is this. Love each other as I've loved you. Greater love have no one than this. To lay down one's life for his friends. Not a suggestion. He's given them a command. And he's given it in the shadow of the cross. He said, as I have loved you, as I have loved you, as I have loved you. Y'all say that. As I have loved you. One more time. As I have loved you. Let me tell you something about this. How did he love? First, his love initiated. He loved first. Secondly, his love pursued. He came after us. How many met God in the church? I didn't. He came to me. Amen. I might have been in church when I gave my heart to the Lord. But I tell you what, he's been chasing me and tracking me and talking to me in all those places that I was going where I shouldn't have been. Love that sacrificed, laying down his life. This is not an ordinary love. This is a divine love flowing through human hearts. So, here's life application. Ready? Love first. I can't tell you how many times I've heard people say, but if they acted different, I might try to talk to them. But if I felt like they were ready, I'd try to, you know, carry on the conversation with them. That's not what Jesus said. Jesus is calling us a love first. I got to leave right there for a minute. Love first. You see, Jesus loved first. He didn't wait for us to deserve it. How many deserve it, did Jesus say to you? Not me. He didn't wait for us to get our act together. Was my act together? No. Sometimes still my act has a hard time getting together. Jesus loves you at your worst. He loves you at your darkest. So, here it is. Who must you love first? I guarantee you, when I said that, every last one of you had some visions of people popping your head. Not sugar plums, people popping your head. And I promise you, if a vision of a person popped in your head, that was God speaking. Who must we love first? Jesus come and found us. Jesus dug us out. Jesus went in hostile territory, stormed the beach, and got us. Who is God calling you to take the first step toward? Wow. That's some powerful, powerful, powerful stuff. Here's a challenge. I'm going to take it a little further. Who must you initiate? Initiate. Who has God called you to take that first step?
The record says.
This is hard. Very hard.
What's it say?
Stop waiting. Start obeying. You see, love moves first. Love takes the first steps. Love breaks the silence. Love reaches out. Again, you got people in your head. Who is God putting on your heart right now to initiate that conversation? Here comes a life application. Number two. Love pursues. Love doesn't sit back and steps toward people. Love steps right into the midst. I can be in the detention center and they'll call me and say, we need you to deliver a death. Immediately I get on my knee and I ask God to help me. All my training, I still need you, God. I need you. And unlike a first responder who gives it to walk away, I'm a chaplain. I'm there for the duration. Not to death. Whether it's a detention center, whether it's a hospital room, wherever it's at. One day I said, God, could there have been something else? And she called Peter too. And he said, buddy, I called you to step in the mix. Some of y'all been called to step in the mix, but you don't want to get your hands. You see, Jesus pursued us when we were running. Now he's calling us to pursue other people. He left heaven, went through hostile territory, stepped into the darkness, walked into your brokenness. But I promise you, not every one of you are lovable, but he loves you. I want. Challenge number two. Who has God called you to pursue again? Child? A spouse? A prodigal? Whoever it is, if God's got that person in your mind right now, listen carefully. If God's put that person in your mind, that means that God has not done it. He would put them in your mind if it was over. But if God's put them in your mind now, He's not done. And He may be calling you to take that next step, to be the catalyst in their life. So, I love it. I've actually seen pictures. I've actually been there. But when I was going along, they didn't take pictures. If I seen a picture of D.C. coming out of a house, he didn't have a child, I seen him coming out of the house. And I said, wow. There's somebody on here done it too. And if you have, all I can say is wow. Wow. You're sacrificing your life for someone you don't even know. Wow. You see, Jesus said, he laid down. Now, I'm trying to use the Greek a lot, but I'm going to use it this time. He uses the word pithemi. Pithemi, which means to place down willingly. No one forced him. No one made him. No one pressured him. He chose. Love is proven not by how much money you can give somebody. That's why a lot of relationships are sour now, because somebody does one thing, somebody does another, try to buy them back off. That's not what does it. Sacrifice. Sacrifice. Love proven by sacrifice. I know you're ready to move on. It does get uncomfortable, though. It was uncomfortable while I was right. Love lays something. See, love is not feelings. Love is not feelings. If it costs you nothing, it's not love. Anybody can be there as long as everything's hunky-dory. But when you're there in the hard times, in the mud, in the blood, that's when it's happening. If it cost you nothing, David said he would offer God nothing. He would sacrifice nothing to God that cost him nothing. If it never stretches you, it's not love. Get ready. If it never inconveniences you, real love lays something down. You see that soldier? I'll tell you another movie that needs to be shown in the schools. Year round. And that was We Were Soldiers. Y'all ever seen that movie? Mel Gibson. That needs to be shown all the time about the 7th Cavalry in Vietnam. That thing needs to be shown once a year along with Saving Private Ryan. Here's the challenge. In order for you to love someone like God wants you to love them, what you got to lay down? Right? If you only knew who they were, if you only knew what they did to me, I promise you, everybody I deal with, I don't go hunky-dory chummy to go up to them, get warm woolly boogers in my belly every time I get around and do. Sometimes it gives me a pain somewhere else. Control. If I can't control the situation, I'm not going to do it. Really? Just fear. Fear that it's not going to be accepted, that you're going to be beat up. It's okay. Beat up is okay. I've been beat up more than one time. Let me ask you a question. Why the standing between you and me? Why the standing between you and reconciliation? Why the standing between you and freedom? Lay it down. Here's the challenge. We're getting, moving on. Sacrifice speaks. Jesus' sacrifice speaks salvation. Soldier sacrifice speaks freedom. Our sacrifice every day, first responders, firemen, policemen, EMTs, whoever it is. Sometimes it's plain folk that have no training whatsoever. Everyday sacrifice speaks to them. See, sacrifice is a sermon all by itself. Example one, we're going to do an example now, get pretty close. I said, get ready, I still got about 20 more slides. At least he said, make the words bigger so y'all can thank him. All right. Example one, Jesus. Love that redeems. He loved us at our worst. He died for us while we were in sin. And he rose for us. Power. His sacrifice speaks redemption, forgiveness, hope. You know, that's just too many people walk around like they're unloved all the time without thinking about the greatest love of all is the love of Jesus and what Jesus did for us. So here it is. Ready? Life application. I'm trying to get some application. We keep moving. So we know what we can do to actually learn this, okay? Stop trying to earn what Jesus made. Don't earn grace. You receive it. You stop carrying guilt. Jesus already forgave it. You stop trying to pay for what Jesus already paid for. I've had so many inmates over the years with all kinds of charges. I won't even go into all the charges. Lord, mercy. Some of the toughest charges. I'm in there and I'm talking to them. And to start with, they're scared to talk. And they think I'm trying to, get something out of it, whatever it is. I go, boom. So I'm not here for your case. I'm here. Tell me what's going on in your life right now. Tell me what has happened. What has happened in your heart right now? How are you feeling? How are you dealing? Tell me. Maybe give a little prayer journal. Now, so you're writing this stuff down, and next time I see you, you pull this out, and we'll go over it together. He goes, after what I did, I didn't think anybody would. And I said, Jesus loved you. And because Jesus loves you, I love you. I don't like what happened, but I love you. And I work with you. Because you can be my son. You can be my daughter. You can be my mama, my daddy. You can be me. Stop trying to earn what Jesus paid for. Second example, soldiers. That's the love that protects. Sacrifice. Comfort. They sacrifice safety. They can sacrifice themselves. Don't ever step by a soldier without thinking. You get to be in a grocery store somewhere, or in like a coffee shop, and you see a soldier come in and buy a cup of coffee. God dare you, who buys coffee? How dare you? You see a soldier somewhere in a grocery store or something, don't run from them. Go up to them. Thanks. And watch what happens. It's amazing what happens. So here it is. Are you live a life worthy of their sacrifice? Live with gratitude, live with purpose, live with integrity. Freedom is a gift. Don't waste. Are you using freedom for God? Or are you using your freedom for sin? Freedom is not a license for selfishness. Freedom is an opportunity for obedience. How are you using that freedom that God has given you? Is it all about you? Or is it all about God? And finally, the last thing, and I promise you, close it. Everyday Peter, that's all of us. The love that sustains. Think about your parents, then your parents, think about it. Caregivers, servants, quiet heroes. Wow. Not all heroes wear uniforms. Some wear aprons. Some wear work boots. Some wear tools. Remember, Linda and I were trying to take care of her mom and dad, getting buried in Boston, son in Boston. And finally got some help going. But it was even then, it was still so far as apart. And I'm going to call her out, and look like her. God's in me. My wife and I always be dating my parents, my in-laws. And God's in me. And she would come at a moment's notice. And she was the only one my father would listen to. That's true. And all these heroes. And she wasn't even paying attention to this all around you. Now I really am getting ready to close, I promise. I'll do this really fast. Be a quiet hero for somebody, okay? You don't need a stage to make an impact. You don't need applause to be faithful. You don't need recognition to be used by God. Amen? So, where's God calling you to be faithful? Look real fast. Y'all got that? We need some McDonald's looking right there. In your home? In your marriage? In your workplace? In your church? Listen to this carefully. Listen to this. That is sticking in your head. Faithfulness is sacrifice in slow motion. Sacrifice is not a loss. It's planting. Planting. Amen? So, here it is, real quick. Sacrifice is a seed. What you lay down, God lifts up. What you surrender, God strengthens. What you release, God redeems. Here's the final one, then we're going to stand up and we're going to come to the altar. Your sacrifice today, I want you to think about something. Your sacrifice today is tomorrow's breakthrough. Amen. I want you to give God today. I want you to give God today because He wants to give you a miracle. Amen. Your obedience becomes someone else's blessing. Your sacrifice becomes somebody else's freedom. So, what seed has God asked you? Ask him to plant it real quick. What is it? What obedience? What is it? I want everybody to stand up. Now, I shall repeat this. Ready? Together. What you speak is over your life. I choose love that costs faith.
I choose love at all times.
I choose courage over comfort.
I choose courage over comfort.
I choose faith over fear.
I choose faith over fear.
I choose surrender over self-will.
I choose surrender over self-will.
Now, bow your head. Get ready, because I'm asking. And when you hear it, I want you to come up. If you're weary, I want you to come. If you're tangled, I want you to come, and it's all right. If you're wounded, I want you to come. If you're fighting alone, I want you to come. If you're ready to lay something down, I want you to come. If you need salvation, I want you to come. The greatest sacrifice was made for you. Everybody that will, come to this altar. May God remember every sacrifice. May God heal every wound. May God fill every wound with resurrection hope. There's no greater love than that love that was shed for you today. And God wants to bless you in a very powerful way. Thank you, God. 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 You're an awesome God. You're a powerful God. You got this, God.